You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Matt Pfeifferick for Foodworks, based in Madison. He's going to talk a little bit about what this organization is all about and what some of its goals are. Matt, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So to get us started, can you talk a bit about what Foodworks is? What do people need to know about you guys?
Yeah, Foodworks Madison is a brand new not-for-profit that's a community service organization built around the power of food and the shared table. And our first of hopefully many projects is called First Course. And it's a short-term job training program for professional kitchen jobs. It's not cooking school. That takes a couple of years, and that's a real thing that, you know, sort of like graduate school. It's just, we say, get a job school. It's a three-week program. It's four-day weeks, six-hour days. It's intensive, but it's pretty short. And the idea is that at the end of that 3 weeks, a graduate can work in any professional kitchen situation in the state or in the country, for that matter.
Awesome. And you guys have already done a sort of a pilot program there. Can you talk really briefly about the impacts of that?
We have, yeah. We developed a curriculum with the UW and some local business owners that are in the food industry, and we ran a test in May with four students at a rented kitchen, and all four graduated, and we had really good feedback from the students and from some the employers that they're now working at. That allowed us to refine our curriculum a little bit and sort of map out where we want to go. We're going to use that information and that sort of earned wisdom to run another test with more students and further refine the model. And hopefully we'll build up to someday being able to serve, say, 15 to 18 students 10 times a year in 10 monthly classes.
Absolutely. That sounds like a pretty cool model. And can you talk a bit about some of the issues here in Madison that you're kind of trying to fight back against with this structure here?
Yeah. So Madison and Dane County has a pretty good economy, a pretty low unemployment rate for certain populations. But we all learned through the Race to Equity project that other populations have it really, really bad. So we know, for example, that unemployment for African American men can be in the 20s, 23%, 25%, I know it varies. That to me is a crisis. And, you know, addressing systemic poverty and systemic racism are giant, giant, difficult things. And there are people who have all kinds of knowledge, expertise, and resources who are fighting really hard on these things. And nibbling at this unemployment piece was something that my colleagues and I thought we could sort of start to try to help with. So we set out to make it so that people have the skills they need to walk into a kitchen and get a job.
Awesome. So can you talk about just a little bit what the program is like, the kind of skills that they learn in the model you described?
Good question. One of the things we heard from all of our business owners, knife skills, knife skills, knife skills. So we the students all get a little set of knives, and we teach them how to use them safely and how to take care of them, how to sharpen them. And I think we, and every day of class, we did about 2 hours a day of just practicing, cutting, learning all the different names of things, what a brunoise is, what a medium dice is, what a julienne is, all that stuff. And we've learned that some of the employers actually do a knife skills test as a part of the interview process. So that's a big one. Also, obviously, food safety, things about temperature and proper food handling, a lot of terminology, a lot of the kind of French words that people will find in the kitchen. And kind of the way that kitchens generally are structured. I mean, everybody's business is different, but we've learned that many, especially restaurants, but also sort of central cafeteria kitchens, use a certain kind of French model they call the brigade system. So we wanted our students to be familiar with that and not be freaked out when they heard French words on their first day of work. But also we do basic cooking stuff. You know, we did roasting and braising and blanching and searing. We learned about what makes food taste good, you know, the kind of brown crispy bits that we all know and love, and how that works for different kinds of foods, meats, vegetables, fruits. So it's a pretty cool thing. I was the assistant teacher. I really enjoyed it, and actually I quite learned a lot.
Awesome. Well, that sounds really interesting, and definitely rewarding experience. So thank you so much for coming in and kind of sharing your story and what you guys are aiming to do. So I wish you the best of luck with all those efforts in the future.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.